Let us turn for a few moments to the chapter we have read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. And I'd like to draw your attention especially to verse 3 this evening with God's help, where we find these words: "As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste." These words, especially "as the apple tree, so is my beloved." Well, as I was thinking of tonight's meeting, many thoughts came to my mind, and I was wondering, what do we really need? What is the encouragement we would like to hear from the Lord as we perhaps recall all that has happened in the past year, all that we recall of the doings of the Lord among us? And surely this is one of the things which I would say most important. It's this text, this book of the Song of Solomon is speaking about love. It's a description of a relationship of love. And although we may hear throughout the Christian community so many interpretations of this book, surely this one thing is very important. It is a description of the relationship that there is between the Lord Jesus Christ and his dear people. It's a relationship of love. And that is what we all need, isn't it? It is love with the Lord Jesus Christ and from the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps us going. I mean, it would be only a great limitation to think that this book and this writing and the application here would be only for those who are married. Not at all. But this is, in fact, a description and an encouragement to us all to live under the shadow of his wings, to live under his display of love, and to submit to his love as his children. Somebody wrote that the previous books, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, before the Solomon Song here, they are like, especially for the Jews, they were like three steps in describing the approaching to the tabernacle. If with the book of Proverbs you may find yourself entering the court, then with the reading of the Ecclesiastes, addressing especially the mind and the wisdom, you may find yourself entering the holy place in the tabernacle itself. But when you come to the Solomon, to the Song of Solomon, you are actually addressed and welcomed into the very presence of God, into this deep relationship with the Lord himself at the most holy place. Well, if we look at this second chapter from verse 3, there we find the Shulamite. You all know that the description here of this love is it's the dialogue between the lover, in this case Solomon, King Solomon, and this woman called the Shulamite. From this verse 2 that we are looking at, the Shulamite is speaking, and she's recalling the love and how her love and how her beloved is so attractive, and how much she is longing for him. So we have in these next few verses a description of her lover. So here we find this comparison that she gives, that the Holy Spirit gives us: as the apple tree, so is my beloved. And I would like to notice, as we read at the end of this verse 3, what we may think of the Lord Jesus Christ as our lover, and how he can become both our shadow and our fruit. You see what she is describing about this apple tree. She is, so is my beloved. And she says, I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Well, if you are a Christian, what it is to be sitting under the shadow of Christ? What is the meaning for this Middle East people who are describing this imagery of the apple tree and being sitting under the shadow? Well, the shadow of an apple tree or any tree, especially in the heat of the day of those places, would be obviously a great protection. A very hot day in those areas of the world would be much dangerous, more than what we would expect here in Scotland. Even think of a shepherd who would be working under the heating, strong heating of a day in the Middle East, in those places. Hard working without any shadow would be extremely dangerous, even for your health. And so this shadow would bring protection. This is the idea given. Not only protection, but also refreshment. Refreshment under this shadow, protected by the heat and refreshed by the tiredness of this day and of the weariness caused by the heating. But not only protection and refreshment, but think of exactly what she is describing. And she says, I sat down under his shadow with great delight. So that's what the shadow of this tree would bring to her. Great delight. The climate around her is not changed at all. There's no storm coming. It's still the same. There's no rain coming. But only the shadow of this apple tree is bringing delight to his person. And so, as you think of yourself under the shadow of Christ, this is the image that you are given. And this is what we indeed are to think and to desire of our Lord Jesus Christ. To receive from him, under his shadow, real rest. And find throughout the experience of the heating of the day, out of the heaviness of the workload in your desert of this life, finding the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ being of great delight. This is true both of your, if you think of your own conversion, or even of the many times where there is a hard providence and the heating of the day and the weariness of the work is causing you to look for this shadow under the apple tree, sitting under his shadow. Notice this picture of her resting, being sitting there and resting with pleasure at this great shadow. So is the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ for the believer. So is the communion with him. So is the resting upon his feet throughout the journey of this life. Are you perhaps at this very time in this very need with a great desire to experience what she is describing of her beloved? Is your love for the Lord or idea of your Christian life perhaps at this very moment so far from this refreshing thought that you greatly need? Is Is your mind being replaced? Are your affections being replaced by other things or other affections rather than the one that come from the Lord Jesus Christ himself? Where there is an encouragement in reading this text as the relationship with the relationship of love between Christ and his people must bring. Sitting under the shadow of his of this tree, apple tree. But then notice, not only is the shadow what brings delight to her in this imagery, but it is also, and mainly we would say, the tasting of its sweet fruits. I sat down with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. And that is again what your Lord and Savior is bringing to you. I've noted here three things that we may call the fruit of his presence. Fruits that come from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. His forgiveness, his peace, and his love. You see, not only the shadow as a big tree can provide, like the cedar. Very often we are spoken of the cedars of Lebanon, and how, or the palm tree, how delightful it is to receive shadow from these trees. But this apple tree has this particular feature, that is, it's giving fruit, and fruit that is tasting sweet and beautiful. To what a refreshment it is to receive and eat of the fruit of forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is a shame, even as a Christian, if sometimes we drag along and live as if we have forgotten what it means to have our sins forgiven. That's the fruit of his work, the Lord Jesus. He has given and procured and made and brought this forgiveness for you. And so, by the act of faith, as you sat under the shadow of his shelter, you hold and you reach his fruit of forgiveness. Therefore, your conscience will rest in real delight, and it will be sweet to your taste. Not only forgiveness, but also peace. How sweet is the fruit of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God the Father, having a cleared and clean conscience from all guilt, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the one who is in control of the whole universe, of everything that can happen to you. And nothing will happen to you against his own will. This is the fruit of his peace, and that is the delight to taste and receive these fruits from your love, beloved. Now, lastly, which is also mentioned in further on in verse 4, his banner over me was love. There's the highest of its the fruits that come from this apple tree. The love of a perfect father who has given everything precious to him to purchase his own people. A father who is perfect and holy with no sin, who is able to do only good for those whom he loves. Not only the love of a father, but also the love of a friend, the love of the closest of friends, the Lord Jesus, who has promised that He will never leave you, and that whose plans are those to bring you with Him and enjoy His eternal glory forever. Are you tasting all these fruits coming from this apple tree? Is it not this that we desire with our spiritual senses, to be revived and to be delighted by both this shadow and this fruit that make our taste sweet? Is it not this our greatest desire, how this chapter is ending in verse 16, to declare that my beloved is mine and I am his? Is it not this the greatest and most important thing that each and every one of us should experience in this life, that we may see that what we miss very often and what we most of all want to experience is to live under the rest of this apple tree, under its shadow, and to taste day by day of his fruits. I like when Spurgeon is, as always, bringing alive with his way of describing things, and he says about this chapter, once he was speaking about faith and how to receive and live with the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. He says, faith is what immediately brings to you everything alive. Faith is what gives you ears to hear his voice. Faith is what is giving you the opportunity to smell his perfume. Faith is what makes you feel the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. And faith is what enables you to taste and to eat of his great goodness. And so it is for the Christian. And my prayer is that for every one of us here in the congregation and in the days to come, many more may come to see and find delight in their lives under the apple tree and its fruit.